Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Pendengar, jutaan sukarelawan di seluruh Australia merayakan Pekan Sukarelawan Nasional Tahunan minggu ini berbagi kegembiraan mereka dalam berkontribusi kembali kepada komunitas mereka sendiri. Pekan Relawan Nasional berlangsung dari tanggal 18 hingga 24 Mei. Ini merupakan perayaan tahunan terbesar untuk aksi berbagi di negara ini, dan tahun ini energinya terasa sedikit berbeda. Untuk tahun 2026, temanya adalah Your Year to Volunteer, atau tahun Anda untuk menjadi relawan. Ini adalah sebuah undangan terbuka yang bersifat pribadi. Ini bukan tentang memaksa diri Anda masuk ke dalam aturan yang kaku atau berkomitmen pada pekerjaan simpangan selama 40 jam seminggu. Sebaliknya, ini adalah sebuah panggilan aksi nasional yang mendorong kita semua untuk melangkah maju dengan cara yang benar-benar sesuai dengan kehidupan, jadwal, dan fase hidup unik kita masing-masing. Untuk membantu kita memahami seperti apa bentuk aksi berbagi saat ini, Mark Pierce, Chief Executive Officer dari Volunteering Australia, memberikan gambaran besarnya kondisi dunia sukarelawan saat ini.
What the latest report really highlights is the strength of volunteering in Australia. Even with real constraints such as the rising living costs, time pressures, and a whole lot of structural barriers, people are still stepping forward. In fact, volunteers are contributing more hours, which speaks volumes about their commitment to community and to supporting people in need. And that's really, really encouraging. But of course, resilience within the volunteering ecosystem has its limits. This increase, and it's important to understand in effort, is also a signal of growing demand across the communities.
Seperti yang telah dikatakan tadi, tema tahun ini adalah Your Year to Volunteer, tahun Anda untuk menjadi relawan. Apa sebenarnya latar belakang dari tema tersebut? Berikut penjelasan dari Mark Pierce.
Your Year to Volunteer is both a recognition, but it's also an invitation. It's about acknowledging the millions of people who already give of their time and their care and their energy and their enthusiasm across Australia and saying a most sincere thank you. At the same time, it's an open invitation to anyone who's been thinking about getting involved in their community. And that's communities both of place, but it's communities of interest as well. It recognizes that volunteering is looking a little different than it has in the past, and it also looks different for each and every person. Importantly, 2026 is also the International Year of Volunteers for Sustainable Development. So this theme connects everyone and every local action to a global movement.
Masalah biaya hidup itu memang sangat besar, dan itu berhubungan langsung dengan bagaimana lanskap ini bergeser. Kita makin sering mendengar tentang bangkitnya sukarelawan informal atau informal volunteering. Untuk mengetahui lebih lanjut tentang hal tersebut, kami mendapatkan jawabannya dari Mark Pierce.
Informal volunteering is growing because it reflects how people live their lives today. It speaks to a strong focus on community and community connection. We know that people are wanting to engage and connect with community, but they're also looking for ways to do it in a meaningful and immediate way, which they can also see the impact of almost immediately as well. People want to help. We know this as we look around and we feel it ourselves. People want to help, but they are looking for more flexibility in how they engage in their communities. And that means oftentimes that the old style of rosters may not work for them, and they're looking for more flexibility in how they do things. So rather than replacing formal volunteering, informal volunteering is expanding the volunteering ecosystem. It shows that there's a willingness to give in a really profound way.
Terdengar ideal karena cocok dengan kehidupan orang-orang secara organik. Namun hal ini juga menyoroti adanya hambatan. Nah, apa saja kendala utama yang membuat orang enggan untuk ikut serta, baik sebagai formal maupun informal relawan? Berikut penjelasan Mark Pierce.
There are a number of barriers that prevent people from volunteering. It could be things like, for example, the cost of living. We all feel it. And of course, now we have a fuel crisis as well. Those things are real barriers to entry. They cost us. They mean that there's money coming out of our pockets as we engage with our community. Additionally, there are structural barriers, things like onboarding processes, perhaps police checks, working with children checks. Those sorts of things can take time. For other people, there are barriers like a lack of access to transport or language difficulties or disability access, or perhaps feeling like they don't necessarily fit into the more structured models of volunteering. Of course, the National Strategy for Volunteering and the Action Plan provide real and meaningful and tangible and implementable ways of reducing these barriers, of making volunteering more accessible and more inclusive.
Sebenarnya, banyak orang-orang yang ingin membantu namun merasa terhambat oleh biaya. Tahun ini ditandai sebagai Tahun Relawan Internasional untuk Pembangunan Berkelanjutan. Bagi masyarakat yang ingin menjadi relawan, ada beberapa cara termudah untuk menemukan peluang relawan yang sesuai dengan minat dan lokasinya. Berikut penjelasan Mark.
Every year is a year to volunteer, but certainly this one makes an enormous amount of sense. With the International Year of the Volunteer for Sustainable Development, it's an opportunity for us to think about how we can be involved in our communities. And there are lots of easy ways to do it. Go on to platforms such as Go Volunteer or Seek Volunteer, and you'll find a raft of opportunities on there in your area and within your areas of interest. Additionally, getting in contact with your state and territory volunteering peak bodies, give them a call, and they'll be able to provide you with lots and lots of opportunities and steps that you can take to get involved in volunteering in ways that make sense to you.
Nah, pendengar, jika Anda sedang duduk di mobil atau mendengarkan di rumah sambil berpikir bagaimana menjadikan tahun ini tahun Anda menjadi relawan, ingatlah bahwa hal ini tidak harus berupa perubahan yang sangat besar. Anda dapat melihat lingkungan sekeliling Anda, temukan kegiatan yang sejalan dengan minat Anda, dan ambillah langkah kecil pertama itu. Saya Riki Kusumo melaporkan untuk SBS Indonesian.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.